We're going to do the sort of little talk a little bit differently this morning, and be aware for your name to be called, that you might bring something up to the front. So behind where Pam and Dim are sitting there is a table with lots of different symbols, because harvest is really great when you're in a rural parish, but when you're in the middle of a city, and such an urban city as ours, it's not only the gifts of fruit and vegetables and seeds and all of those things that we're giving thanks for, but it's also gifts and talents and other ways in which we give back to God. God gives us those things. So as we go through, we're going to choose people to bring those objects up. So if we choose you, you have to go to the table at the back, pick up whatever we've asked you to bring, and then come and put it on this small table. So it's almost like a little mini altar with the altar this morning, so that we can see what other things we can give thanks for. So Heather's going to kick us off.
Right, so as Ruth said, this is about celebrating more than just the food and drink we put on our table. It's really struck me this year, coming to a new parish, the difference in how harvest works. Because where I've come from, two of my parishes were really rural and surrounded by fields. And at this time of year, you actually can't move for tractors and you can't get anywhere. And so when you come into the city, it really struck me that although I've not got that element of harvest, it's still been all around us. For the last month, we've had the beans and the apples and the tomatoes and everything. But there is so, so much more that we get from God that we need to give thanks for at this time of year. And so we are going to start with some soil and water. So who's looking keen to bring something? Oh, you all look at your feet. Beth, do you want to bring something up for me? You might need to bring your mum to help you, though, because the soil's quite heavy. The church wardens will be pleased that we're not going to scatter soil upon your carpet.
Well, it's in a bag. Scattered leaves, that's so enough.
Leaves are fine, but soil a step too far. I know.
Can you manage both, Beth? Or perhaps if Mum brings the soil, you can bring
the water. And
the water's
in the little jug. Oh, she can manage
stronger.
It by herself. Well done. Shall I relieve you of the soil in the first instance? There we are, thank you. You can come up if you want. We'll put the soil there and we'll put the water next to it. There we are, thank you. So here we have our first things, our soil and our water, which are both so very, very ordinary, but we often take them for granted. And yet they are so important, because from these spring new growth each springtime, enabling us to grow the food and to support all of creation around us. But perhaps we ought to imagine just for a while not having water. No rain to water our harvests, no clean water to drink from our taps. And perhaps remember for a second the parts of the world where the soil is so poor that nothing grows or it's been eroded away. And so at this time we give thanks to God for his loving renewal of the soil and the water, even when we fail to care properly for creation around us.
And we've got soil and water. So the next two things, there's a bag of seeds and some bread on the table behind you. So Alex and Anne, would you like to go and get those? Bring them on up. Fantastic. If you just put them on the table so everyone can see them.
Well done. Very nice.
Pop them in the middle, Alex. Perfect. Thank you. So out of the soil, with the tender rain, usually grow our seeds, our crops. And we take the seeds and we make them into food. So in this particular instance, we've got some grain and that's been made into bread. And then that nourishes us. But sometimes, well, every year, in fact, the seed needs to die to enable the whole plant to grow. And that, of course, is the central tenet of our faith, that Jesus, the bread of life, had to die so that we could have that eternal life we heard him talking about in the gospel reading. So the seed has to be sown into the earth, buried in the earth. It has to die, it has to split open. And then, only when it splits open, can the new growth begin. And the whole point of harvest is to celebrate that new growth and to give us new hope that actually that growth will come about again in the seasons of the earth. So we offer to God the grain and this bread as symbols of remembrance of this truth. Let us never forget that without God, we too are as dried grain on barren land. Amen.
Well, building up from that, we give thanks for the fact that we don't just live on bread alone. And so I need someone else to go and fetch the next thing, which are symbols of wider food and drink. Storm, do you fancy a go? Go on then. Oh, you bring Daddy. Okay, you can find, I think, some squash and some cake. Brilliant, well done.
That cake's nearly as big as you.
It is.
That is a big cake.
A very nice cake. Do you want to come and pop it up just here, Storm? Wonderful. Thank you, Steve. So there we are, food and drink, things that we use every day, we often take for granted again. Some of you have bought food to share in our harvest lunch later. And we will at some point, it's already been collected during
we'll
the
hymn. We'll do an added collection
of food for the food bank today. Because actually many of us are really fortunate in this country that we do have plenty to eat. But throughout the world, there are many who will go without today. And not just in poor countries on the other side of the world, but people in our own city will be looking at their cupboards and wondering what they will feed themselves and their children, either for tea or even for tomorrow. And I think it's worth remembering that all our food is part of God's good harvest, whether we have grown it with our own hands or not. No matter what time of year it is, we tend to lose sight of the fact that actually all food is harvested, even when we're eating tomatoes in February or something strange like that. And even when it comes in handy pre-packed packets and tins from the supermarket, it is still all part of God's good harvest for previous year. And so today we gather and give thanks to God that we have enough to eat, and remember that that's not true for everyone. And as we share in our gifts today, let us remember that it's good to share God's provision with others. Amen.
So our next offering is of tools. So on the back table, Maya, would you like to go and see if you can find them? There's a hammer, some pliers, and a screwdriver. Yeah. Should be. Take them all, Maya. Thanks, Pam. Fantastic. Brilliant. Thank you. So we've got a hammer, some pliers, and a screwdriver, which seem odd things to bring to a harvest festival, don't they? But we are giving thanks, really, for those who work hard to harvest our crops, so they have been out in their combine harvesters, those who make our houses and actually use their skills as workmen and women to make our wider community a better place to be. And as we look at the tools, we think of the fairness of employment. Think of those who across the world sit without work, and those who do back-breaking work for very little reward. And we give thanks that we have enough for today. So we give thanks for the daily work at home and in the wider community. And we pray for those seeking employment, for all employers, that they might treat workers fairly and value people more than profits.
Right, who's next that wants a go? Anyone left in the corner? I can't see. Theo, would Theo like to have a go? I think he might. Right, Theo and Ben, at the back, there is a house. You can't miss it, it's quite pink. It's, oh, well, Theo has.
Gone past it.
Who lives in a house like this? Not me.
Not me.
I think the council might object if I painted it that colour. Do you want
to bring it up,
Theo? Do you want to pop it on our table for us? Perfect. Make space. Well done. Thank you very much. And so I think it really builds upon the tools we've just had in the last part. Because we tend to forget about our houses as being part of the harvest, don't we? It's become such a big, complex and exacting business that people are really well trained in. And I think we forget that the very raw materials that we build our houses from, things like wood and stone and clay, are actually all part of God's good creation and provision for us. So when we look at house building, we might perhaps think in a slightly different way about harvest and how God cares for us in this world. And so today we give thanks for the homes that we have to live in. And we remember that there are many people around the world and in our own city and community that don't have somewhere to call home. There are plenty of people sleeping out tonight who will not have a roof over their heads. And we give thanks for the work of people who work with those who are homeless. Amen.
Amen. So the next offering is the first aid box. Anyone want to bring the first aid box up? Pat, go on then. You bring the first aid box up. Jesus said in that reading we had that if we believe in him, that is the work of God, and that those who believe in the bread of life will never be hungry and never be thirsty again. But actually, eternal healing is given through Christ, and all we need to do is believe in him. That's enough to give us the peace that surpasses all understanding. So the first aid box is to help us think firstly about the healing that God gives us through Jesus Christ, but also for those around us who offer care, pastoral care, care in our hospitals, care in our hospices, care in our doctor's surgeries, our dentists, care of our friends and our families, care of people in this church. So we give grateful thanks for the harvest of healing, that even though maybe we don't get the miracle healing that we hoped for, but we still are able to find a peace in the presence of God. So we give thanks today for the healing and new life for doctors, nurses, dentists, and other health professionals who serve us in this place and this city. And we bless or ask God's blessing on those across the world who suffer from a lack of basic health care, and help us, each of us, to work for healing in the world. Amen.
Right, who else is feeling they want to bring something? Right, no one put their hand up. Evie, it's you. Right, on the back there is a photograph. That's the one. Right, I wonder who this lovely photo is of. I wonder who all these lovely people are. You probably can't see from where you are, but it's a picture you've all seen before. It's the one that's of you lot that's up on the website. So this represents today our church family. I'm not on there.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
We took it before
I kill you. But there we are.
We have to do another one.
And so as we look at this photo today, which I'll put there somewhere so we can see it there. We remember that community is about so much more than place. We often think of community as being a physical location in a city or a town or a street or coming to a particular building, but actually it's made up of the people that are there with us. It's the people we meet, the people we get to know, the friendships we form. And today we give thanks for the fact that we realise that friendships are so often like the seeds we started with. They start small, but they grow, and they do need to be nurtured and cared for, just like we would a plant. It's a nurture and care that's really obvious, actually, amongst you in this congregation, and it's lovely to watch it growing all the time. And so today, Lord, we give you thanks for all the relationships and friendships that we build together when we come and remember that there are people here who love us and that we can show that love for others. And we also remember the many, many lonely people throughout your world. Amen.
Amen. And there should be one more thing on there. Let's see. A likely person. It's funny, isn't it, how they all look down when you look at a crowd. Right, Pam, I'm afraid it's you. You're the only one still looking. So I think there should be a recorder. Put your hand up if you learnt a recorder at school. Yeah. Three blind mice and all of that. Can you bring that up? And I suppose, in a way, the recorder is the last symbol, because we've gone through, from the very beginning of creation, the earth and the water, through to now, the talents that we all have, the talents that we have been given by God. The music group are playing for us this morning, and gosh, aren't we lucky to have such a talented group of people, and a group of people who are willing to work together for the glory of God, which is a really amazing gift to share then with us. So the musical instrument reflects the creativity of humanity, the creativity of our Creator God, who's given us the world and who has given us each gifts and talents. So we thank you, Lord, today for the opportunities we have to be creative through the arts, crafts and music. We pray for all leisure activity, that it might be fruitful, providing joy to ourselves and others. And help us to recognise and honour the creativity in one another.